Daf Samach Gimel. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefila Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches says, if the Beis Knesset or Beis Medrash had two entrances, you should not make a shortcut to go into this door and go out the door against it to shorten the road, because you're not allowed to go in them only to do a mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Sim Kufnan Aleph Sif Hei says, if the Beis Knesset had two doors, you shouldn't go into this doorway to go out to make a path to go out on the other side to shorten his road, his way. And if the way that he passes was there before the Beis Knesset was built, it's mutter. So too, if he didn't go in initially to be Mekatzer, then he's allowed to make a shocker. If he went into Davin, it's mutter for someone who went into this door to go out to the other door. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefila Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud says, someone into Davin or to read Torah, allowed to go out in the doorway across it to shorten his way. And it's mutter for a person to go into the Beis Knesset with his stick or his shoes and his money belt and the dust that's on his foot. And if he needed to spit, he could spit in the Beis Knesset. So Rechaim Simen Kufna Nalo Siv Zion says, you're allowed to spit in it as long as he wipes it down with his foot. Or there should be some tissue or something that if he'll spit into it, it should not be visible. Rechaim Simen Tzadik Siv Yud Gimel says, you're allowed to spit in the Beis Knesset and he steps on it with his foot or covers it with a piece of rubber or some cloth. The Rambam, Hilchos Tainius, Perek Dalet, Alochetez Vav, says, when they would daven on this Seder in Shlain, they would gather in Harabayis towards the Shara Mizrach, and they daven on this Seder. Shlitzu would get to Bisha Onos Avram, he said, Baruch HaShem, Kei Mechlek Yisrael, and Oilam Adoilam, Baruch HaShem, Goy Yisrael. They answer, Baruch HaShem, Koy Duchus Olam Vod. The Chaz the Knesset says to the guy who blew the Shofar, blow, sons of Aram, blow. Then they daven again, he says, Bisha Onos Avram, Aram Riri, Anes, Vishukot Zakas, Vimzo, Achech Toikin Akan, and they blow again, and Mariam, but Toikin. The Rambam, Hilchos Yisur, Bia, Perek Chav Beis, Halacha Tezov says, you don't appoint even an honest person or kosher to be a shamer of the chutzah where there's women there, even though he stands outside, because there's no apotropos larayas. And a person's not allowed to appoint apotropos on his house, so he shouldn't lead his wife astray for an avera. Evan has a Simach Chav Beis, if Tezayin Shechonach says, a person should not appoint a caretaker in his house, so his wife should not be led to a dvar avera. Now, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Yerdei Simar Reshma Beis Sif Lamed Aleph, the Halacha says, Shechonach says, any time Chacham that his days are exact, doesn't speak in front of someone who's greater than him with Chachma, even though he didn't learn from anything. The Rambam says a person shouldn't pass until he's 40 years old unless there's someone greater than him in the city, even though he's not his Rebbe. A Chacham that Asad, his friend, is not a Bimatil, even though he weighs it differently. But if he has a Kabbalah that he made a mistake or he was Toiv to our mission, then he could be Matar. And even if he made a Toiv with Shikal Das, he could be handled with the guy who taught it to him until he's Chayzer. Therefore, there's no Issa to ask for the second guy. As long as he lets him know that the first guy passed the Issa. And even if the first guy was Matar and he already was Toiv his horror, his Hirah, the second I shouldn't ask him because Shikla Das. That's Dafkan that same sack. But if it's a different mindset, Avadi could be asking what appears to him. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah Paragim Alochi Yudbei says, Dibur Torah is not Nekuyim, Dafka who weakens himself on them, not those that learn Mitoch Idun, pleasure, eating, drinking, only someone who kills himself on them. He's constantly mitzahar his body on it. Shouldn't let his eyes sleep and his eyelids fall asleep. Chacham said, "Derechem zoysetar adu kiyomz boel." The Torah is not mekuyim only mishum esma atzvah ba'olei. Chacham in the tent of the Chacham. Shlomo said in his wisdom, "Sera pesav yom tzar tzarki chaka." And he said even more, "Af chachmosa amdali." The Chacham that I learned, but af he amdali that stayed with me. Chacham said, "Bris krusa." There's a bris, a treaty that whoever works in the Torah of Mikdash medish, he will not forget it quickly. Whoever works hard in his Gemara, but sinner, Machke becomes wise. And Asinu Chachma. Whoever lets his voice heard while he learns, his Talmud becomes stays in his hand. But someone reads quietly, quickly, he forgets. The Shechnach Yerdeya, Simar Reshme Vav, Sifchaf Aleph, says, the Vatar doesn't last, only someone weakens himself on them, not those that learn for pleasure, eating and drinking, only someone kills himself on it, and as Mitzahar, his body constantly shouldn't let his eyes sleep. And the Rambam says, a person shouldn't think to be Oisik Torah and to be by Oisha B'chavad with the learning. Whoever's Maila, this B'chav in his heart, is not Zeichet to the crown of Torah. He should make it a Kva, and a Kva, and his Malacha Arai. He should be Maid B'Esik, he should be Oisik with Torah, should remove the pleasures of the time from his heart, he should do work every day enough to live, and if he doesn't know what to eat, in the rest of the day and night, he should be Oisik with Torah. It's a big Maila, someone who's responsible from his work of his hands, says Zigia Kavechi Zeichel. Whoever pays his heart attention to be Oisik with Torah, not to work, not to be responsible from tzedakah, there's b'chal Hashem and vaza, and no, it doesn't do work. Once we respond to tzedakah, it's b'chal Hashem, and it's b'vaza. Torah, you're not allowed to have anoah from the Torah. And every Torah that doesn't have anoah causes sin and causes him to rob people. That's all a healthy person could be oisik anoah, but their cheretz k'tzas, and to live himself, live with himself. But an old person or a sick person is mutter to have anoah from his Torah, it should be enough for him. And some say that even a bari is mutter. Therefore, the noig in all places in Klal Yisrael, that the rav of the city has achmasa, and he gets sustained from the anshir, shouldn't have to be oisik anoah in front of people. And the Torah should not be embarrassed in front of the Hamayin Am. Dafka Chachma needs it, but an usher is also. Some make it even more to say that it's mutter for Chachma's Talmud to get chalukah from those that give, to be machzik those that learn Torah, because like this they can learn Torah b'revach. Kalkul Sam is efshir, it's possible to inspire us very well from his own activity, work, and to be esoteric, it's a midas chasidus, and it's a present from Hashem. But it's not midas kaladim, because it's not for every person, it's not possible to learn Torah and to become wise in it, and also in addition to be mefanis himself. And that's dafka if he takes a portion of the tzibur or a set amount. But he should not accept presents from people. This is what we said, whoever brings a present of Talmud Chacham is like he brought Bikurim, that's dafka, small presents. That's the derech of the Adam, to bring small presents for Adam Chasher, even in his Amaretz. And it's shari for Talmud Chacham to be toying from the Hayrosa, to be Mevar is Hayroh. But to take something from the guy in Adav HaChasher, what he was mat is Asar. And whoever uses the crown will die. And some say that someone is mishtamish with the Sheamus, that's called mishtamish with Sheamus. And it's mutter tzumar bonin to let himself know that he came into town, that they don't know him, if he needs it, so they should be able to be knowing, covered properly with him. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Samach Gimel.